Full time here at the cold end. Has finished Tunbridge Wells 1, Snodland Town 1. Snodland came out in the second half, a bit more attacking minded. The game was fairly even, and Snodland did get the breakthrough about 15-20 minutes after the start of the second half. It was a Harry Hudson goal. The ball was crossed in from a corner. There was a bit of a melee, and it's come out just on the edge of the 6-yard box, and he's managed to overhead kick it very low and bounced over George Bentley and into the bottom left-hand corner. Tunbridge Wells carried on pushing, creating chances, but then we're reduced to 10 men with about 12 minutes to go after the referee deemed that Tommy Penfold had pulled down the number 9 for Snodland, and being as last man, it was a straight red card. Tunbridge Wells could have won it right at the end of the game with a ball down on the right-hand side for Ike Dolan. Managed to take it round two players, one-on-one the keeper, and instead of squaring it to a free Owen Penasaley in the box, he had a shot and the keeper saved it. That's full time here at the Culverden. It's finished. Tunbridge Wells 1, Snodland Town 1. Jeremy Good reporting for West Kent Radio.